I'm Steve McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on patient Mary, A-L-I-X, Perkin, P-E-R-K-I-N. Her address is 13191 AZTECA Lane, Red Bluff, California, 96080. Phone 530-529-6443. ID is XXX9008. Date of birth, 5 October 1939. This is an 84-year-old retired married woman. Insurance is Medicare/Humana. The clinical indication, history of seizure and dementia. New paragraph, recent history. Hospitalization at St. Elizabeth Community Hospital, 9/3/2025. Presenting features of bradycardia. Following fall and episode of generalized epilepsy, subparagraph previous history of epilepsy. This is addressed to Dr. Saeed, S-A-E-I-D, Amanpour, A-H-M-A-D-P-O-U-R-M-D, 2450 Sister Mary Columba Drive, Red Bluff, California, 96080-4356. Fax 530-528-4423. Dear Dr. Amanpour, thank you for referring Mary Perkin, whose husband is a patient in my clinical practice as well. New paragraph. Mary returned today with a history of having fallen at home, having and was identified to have serious bradycardia, consistent with her presentation of fatigue, weakness, and loss of balance, leading to a fall. New paragraph. She was observed to have generalized tonic-clonic convulsions, and was transported to St. Elizabeth's Hospital, where her evaluation was more consistent with bradycardia and syncope slash seizure rather than a precipitating episode of generalized convulsion. New paragraph. As you may already know, she has been treated with numerous medications, including Keppra 500 milligrams, BID, and medicines for dementia, including donepezil 10 milligrams, memantine 10 milligrams, as well as anxiolytic medicine alprazolam 0.5 milligrams, pain management medication including gabapentin 100 milligram capsules, Therapeutic medications include atorvastatin, 20 milligrams, meloxicam, 7.5 milligrams. OLM space MED/HCTZ tablets 40-12.5 milligrams. Memantine 10 milligrams. Donepezil 10 milligrams. Isosorbide mono tablets 30 milligrams extended release. New paragraph, previous medications include metronidazole, ondansetron, clobetasol, meloxicam, diphenhydramine/atropine, 2.5 milligrams, new paragraph. Today, new paragraph, a number of diagnostic studies have been completed. Her brain metabolism PET CT scan was completed requested by Dr. Servioli, Servioli, in March of 2023, and was suggestive of MCI-cognitive impairment, mild and generalized, with findings of cortical atrophy, prominent in the bilateral anterior anteromedial temporal lobes, which is age disproportionate. There was prominence of the bilateral anterior and posterior ventricles, mildly enlarged, findings consistent with microvascular ischemic disease, with additional evaluation recommended. New paragraph. MR vascular angiogram of the circle of Willis, requested by Dr. Servioli, was unremarkable. New paragraph. MR angiography of the cervical vascular complex was also unremarkable. New paragraph. At this time, ambulatory and static electroencephalograms will be requested for her epilepsy evaluation while her medications are continued and the laboratory is checked for therapeutic levels. New paragraph. She has a scheduled cardiovascular evaluation today. For the findings of her bradycardia, which obviously would be very important. New paragraph today on clinical examination. She is alert, oriented, and quite pleasant, demonstrating preserved insight, humor, and minimal findings of obvious cognitive decline. New paragraph. Further laboratory testing for cognitive impairment shows at least two biomarkers for Alzheimer's risk. For which she will be scheduled for amyloid PET CT imaging to exclude Alzheimer's disease. New paragraph. We will check her Keppra level and adjust her regimen as necessary. New paragraph, I'm scheduling her for a follow-up medical reevaluation with the results of her testing and further diagnostic studies and consultations, anticipating continued treatment on her current regimen with readjustment as might be necessary. New paragraph. I will schedule her for a follow-up appointment with her results and an additional report to you and her participating physicians as well, and then sign respectfully with my professional signature.